Who would have believed it? I mean, everybody was saying because of the amount of injuries and all the key players that were missing, that, you know, the Irish team were going to be really up against it in South Africa. And I suppose, to be quite honest with you, Miles, the team that won yesterday would no way have been the team that Joe Smith would probably have selected had the Kearney brothers, Luke Fitzgerald and Johnny Sexton, been available to play yesterday. But, you know, sometimes out of all these things, you find out what players are worth. And certainly one player who put his hand up and stood out magnificently, and some of the papers today were absolutely raving about him. Not so long ago they were questioning whether he was an international player. It just shows you how fickle sport can be. But nevertheless, Paddy Jackson yesterday was 16 points. But apart from that, I know there's an intercept pass, which can happen to anyone, as we all know. But, I mean, his drop goal, okay, he missed one, but his trace kick and one hit the post. It's a lovely little break, and I think the most important thing from Joe Smith's point of view was the amount of times that he was tackling second row forwards coming down the number 10 channel was tremendous. When he's looked at it, Jared Payne yesterday, I think, said that he is the best fullback in Ireland. Overall, his game was tremendous. Luke Marshall, who got his opportunity in the centre, tremendous defensive display along with Henshaw. If you look up front, Jordy Murphy wouldn't have been on the play, and if Flander Fly had been available, Jordy Murphy was one of the unsung heroes in the forwards. So, you know, there's four players that really never thought 3 months ago or even maybe 4 weeks ago that they would be starring in such a fantastic game. And I think it has to be looked at in the context of yesterday, Miles. To play 60 minutes with 14 men is quite good, but to play 15 minutes with 13 men is phenomenal. And I mean, unbelievable that 10 minutes before half-time, whenever Ireland come back to with Jackson's penalty, they come back to 13-all. And then Conor Murray, who had an absolutely fantastic game. Murray really has got better and better. And, you know, that try of his, it just was sheer determination. It reminded you of Gareth Edwards, the way he used to just spin and out tackles up off the ground and dive over. Tremendous. But overall, Miles, I was never as pleased. I was never as proud of an Irish team as well. And for Rory Best, you know, who fought from start to finish. Big Devin Toner, who came back two or three weeks ago, had the terrible tragedy of his father dropping dead just before a match. Ian Henderson, who was a man yesterday, up against two absolute brutes, those two South African second rows. There's no other way to describe them. And certainly Jimmy Hazlip again, showing all the physicality he wanted. Jack McGrath never gave an inch in the scrum. But tremendous performance, and certainly, though there was a lot of very proud Irishmen last night in Newlands, and I think the manner in which Joe Smith, when he made a couple of substitutions, and he stuck by those guys. Andrew Trimble, I should mention as well, playing wing forward and playing in the wing, he must have covered some ground to be able to do both things. But it just showed you the spirit of that Irish team, and certainly it was tremendous. And you know, what can you say? Nobody ever gave them a chance, really. And when you went down to 14 men, I have to say, to be quite honest, I heard different reports. Shane Horgan was very definite. It was a red card. To me, it was a yellow card. He jumped in the air. Had he caught him in the shoulder, Miles, he would have fell to the ground and got up. It's just one of those freak accidents. It's just one of those accidents. Whenever you jump in the air and a player's coming forward, you might catch him in the side of the head. You might hit him. Unfortunately, he hit him hard, and it looked a lot worse than it was. And hopefully there'll be no more taken on that one, because to say, I thought it was a yellow card at most, because for me, he didn't even see where the player was. But that's how the referee saw it. I think nowadays, when a man is stretchered off, referees tend to panic, and that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, well, they had an appeal today, or whatever one calls it today, and it lasted for 5 hours and has been adjourned and will recommence on Monday. So they're certainly looking into it very seriously, and there could be repercussions.
Well, it's you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, CJ Stander, who captained the South African under 20s 4 years ago, the slight irony in that one, and I suppose obviously the crowd, we weren't there to see the whole, you couldn't really catch it on the television, but I'm sure the crowd were putting the referee under a lot of pressure. You know, it must have been a bit unfortunate for CJ Stander's family, who were all watching. But, you know, when you look at it, it's different if a man jumped and went straight into him head on, but I mean, he turned his back.
Yeah,
and that's the thing for me, that he had no idea where he was going to catch a player. It's a physical game, man. So when you kick the ball and there's a player coming at you, you know, you've got to look after yourself as much as anything.
Exactly. No, well, you know, he's not a dirty player. It's different, maybe, if you had a man with a reputation and you know, he went out to injure somebody, but he was trying to block the ball, is exactly the story.
Yeah.
But tell me now, in relation to what you saw, did you think that maybe that Joe Smith had a different style of playing with the Irish team there in that game?
Well, if you listen to some of the players afterwards, Miles, and some of the pundits and as we call them, the people who know it all, Andy Farrell, apparently the players were saying, had a great effect. The defence of yesterday, the Irish defence yesterday was almost reminiscent like Saracens have been. They were up in a line. I mean, Henshaw, Marshall, up they were, Jackson, and they were up. And really, the South Africans never got any chance to get up any head of steam. You know, they were headed source, and that made a big, big difference. And obviously, Farrell's influence, even after 3 weeks, has made a difference because, I mean, he's got a great opportunity now while they're in South Africa to work for 3 weeks. You know, something that you don't get so much whenever you're at home. And I think that's one of the reasons. But I think it's just that Joe Smith realised yesterday the game. It was, as I say, it was nice to see Jackson, he said, controlled the game well. I was delighted for him the first two times he kicked the touch, because for an out half, you know, if you don't find touch, immediately the pressure's on you. I loved his little inside break and his chip ahead. Very unlucky not to score a great individual score. But having said that, overall, it was a tremendous performance. And as I say, Joe Smith now will be in a nice situation. We sort of were slightly critical 2 or 3 weeks ago, and rightly so. And what we said, Miles, a couple of weeks ago has proved right, that the players that a lot of people were putting question marks to have now answered that, and they've now got the asterisks after their name.
Exactly. Now, we have only a couple of minutes left. Just we must remember to mention the Ireland under-20s beating the New Zealand, the first men's Irish team to defeat the All Blacks.
Unbelievable. I mean, I saw highlights of it last night, Miles. I mean, 33-24. They now top the pool with only Georgia to beat. I mean, they were leading 20-14 at half time, and really, I mean, you know, the Baby Blacks got it up to them. I'm hoping, I only saw sort of a 10-minute highlights. I'm hoping they download something else to see the full game. I did watch the game, I should say, during the week. Whenever Wales were 17-0 up after 15 minutes, and to be quite honest, I was nearly going to walk away, but I sat down, I kept on watching, and what happens? Ireland turned around, won 26-25. This is against the Wales team who went through the Six Nations unbeaten. So, I mean, they have the scalp of the Six Nations people and also the holders of this tournament. Tremendous for Irish rugby. Some great players. James Ryan, the second row. I say I didn't see much of him yesterday, but in that game against Wales, you talk about a leader, and Irish rugby is in a great position if that's what's coming up through. And let's hope that those people in charge of it can harness it and bring it forward, because I think yesterday, Miles, we saw in that game against South Africa, if you're good enough, you're young enough, or you're old enough, it doesn't really matter. If you're showing potential with your province, get in and let's see what they're made of.